Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Sino-sino ba ang nalalagay sa alanganin or vulnerable kapag nakalanghap ng ganitong klasing usok?
People who are at major risk would be the very young people, yung mga bagong panganak, yung mga bata, kasi yung mga lungs nila hindi pa well-developed.
Mm-hmm.
And pag hindi pa sila ganun ka-well-developed, yung pollutants na nasa bushfire smoke can easily affect them and can cause them to have problems with their breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And also, paghirap yung kanilang paghinga at hindi sila makakainom ng or makakakain ng pagkain nila, ng breast milk or ng bottle milk kung nag-concentrate sila sa paghinga. The other big population of patients that we see at higher risk would be the ones with cardiovascular and respiratory problems. Yung mga may asthma, may emphysema. Usually, those are the ones who've had a history of smoking. And the other big group would be the senior citizens. Obviously, mas marami din yung mga lumalabas nila mga problema. They might have other diseases like hypertension, diabetes,
right.
And also they could have lung and heart problems as well. So, and also pag tumatanda na rin yung katawan, hindi na kasing galing ng pag-regenerate and pag these insults from the environment such as the bushfire smoke. So, yun ang problema din when we age.
Pahirapan makarecover.
Yes, yung recovery takes a lot longer.
Okay. Sige, ngayon Doc, ano naman po ba yung sintomas na nararanasan ng mga nakakalanghap ng ganitong klaseng aso? Maybe we can talk about yung short term muna na sintomas.
Yung pinaka short term natin is yung dyspnea or sa Tagalog yung pagiging hapo.
Mm-hmm.
Nahirapan huminga, parang feeling mo konting lakad mo pa lang or konting exertion mo sa kunyari, kailangan mong pumunta sa grocery, bigla ka nang parang feeling mo hirap ka na kaagad, hindi ka tulad ng pag malinis yung hangin, okay ka lang, you just do whatever physical activity na kailangan, pero mararamdaman mo kagad na but parang hirap yung yung paghinga. It's primarily because the smoke has a lot of particulates that help that stop you from breathing well.
Mm-hmm.
And also yung smoke consumes the oxygen in the air, and instead of having 21% of oxygen in the air, ang nangyayari is nagkakaroon ka ng less amount of oxygen to breathe. So your body can feel that.
Oh, talagang nararamdaman. Okay, pero yun na nga, itong mga may asthma, so anong pakiramdam? Mas lumalala? I mean, diba? Parang mas hirap.
That's right. Yung in recent weeks na I've been working in the emergency department, I actually also work at the Logan Hospital, which is the public hospital dito
mm-hmm.
sa Queensland.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen a rise ng mga pasyente presenting sa emergency departments with worsening of their asthma and emphysema.
Oh.
And primarily, they become very wheezy.
Mm-hmm.
Their breathing is very labored. And yung ano nila, they even sometimes have tightness in the chest.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that I mentioned a while ago, yung mga may heart condition. So because yung oxygen levels, air, and you need to exert, your body has to try to exert more to get the same amount of oxygen throughout your body. Nagkakaroon din ng effect dun sa heart. So may mga studies na nagsasabi na there could be more effects on patients with hypertension, diabetes, and heart conditions, and could potentially lead to heart attacks.
Nothing.
Pero hindi pa ganun kadami yung evidence towards that. But the evidence that we can see sa mga cities that are very polluted,
mm-hmm.
Such as like Beijing, Metro Manila, where I come from.
Tayo, tayo. Mula sa Metro Manila, yes.
the studies show that yung mga nakatira doon have higher chances of diabetes, hypertension, and heart attacks just mm-hmm. because of the pollution.
Grabe.
So just think of it, itong bushfires are a very acute spike nung pollution rate. And they are even comparing the air quality sa Melbourne
Mm-mm.
to the air quality in Beijing. So, that's been quite bad for the past number of years.
Ngayon, puntahan naman natin ang long-term na sintomas ng mga na-expose sa ganitong klaseng aso.
So, ang mga long term would be in relation to dun sa control of their medical problem. Like yung dun sa mga asthma sufferers, they have poorer control of their asthma. So, ibig sabihin, hindi mas maraming attacks ng asthma na nangyayari dun sa mga pasyente na na-exposed on a long-term basis. They have to use more of their rescue medications like their Ventolin. They frequently have to use the steroids to try to get their lungs to become less affected by the smoke. And their quality of life also suffers, obviously. Kasi pag may asthma attack ka, hindi ka makapasok minsan, hindi ka maka-enjoy ng sports or activities na gusto mong ginagawa. And with the yung overall health mo, if you have more asthma attacks then can also lead to potentially death. Kasi ang asthma sufferers, they can still have the high chance of dying if from their asthma kung talagang maging poorly controlled yung asthma nila.
Okay.
So for those ones with emphysema, it's similar din sa problem ng asthma. They have more exacerbations, as what we call it sa mga emphysema or COPD sufferers. And these are marked by having to go end up in hospital as well, or they have to have extensive treatment in hospital, yung mga COPD, both asthma and COPD sufferers. So they can see that they have to be treated more times than if they weren't exposed to it on a long-term basis.
Ah, ganun pala. Yun na nga yung nararamdaman nila. It's as if may particulates nga na humaharang sa paghinga.
That's right. Hindi easy for the body to get rid of the particulates as well. Ang role naman talaga din ng lungs and your body is to try to be a sieve, yung para mapigilan yung mga particulates na yun. So when the particulates are very small, particularly like the ones we find in the bushfires, it takes harder and longer for the body to get rid of it. And the smoke can contain lots of different things as well, depending on kung ano yung mga nasunog. Siyempre, kung bushfire lang itself, baka hindi masyadong ganun kalala. Pero if you imagine, may mga nasusunog na buildings and houses, cars. So those can contribute a lot, yung mga burning rubber, yung mga chemicals na nandun sa mga bahay and mga farms.
Right.
So they can go into the smoke as well. One of the things that you can actually do is just look at the color that you can see outside. The darker the haze is, the higher the particulates and the less you should spend outdoors.
Ano-ano ba ang mga pwede nating gawin? So madami nang bumili ng mask?
Yung mga common na surgical and cloth masks that you can buy over the counter, they actually don't protect against the particulate matter that you can breathe through the smoke. You may feel that its breathing might be slightly better, pero if you really want to go for the proper protection against the bushfire smoke, you have to wear the P2 or the N95 face mask. And those are the ones that are slightly more expensive and they fit around your face a lot better. The only problem is for those ones who have breathing conditions in the first place, yung mga may emphysema, some of them might, if they decide to use a mask, whether it's an N95 or the P1 or a cloth mask, it can actually worsen the breathing as well because you have to breathe a lot harder through the filter of the mask.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.